Boy Madu here with the Grind Scheme of Things. Welcome back. Let's have this conversation about five things that the lunar eclipse or solar eclipse, however we, I don't even know what to call it, anymore. Lunar, solar, polar eclipse has inspired me to make, of course, and I think can inspire you to make. And I break it down into five categories. If you are familiar with the 24-hour blueprint, you already know what those five categories are. But if you're not, you'll hear them for the first time. And even if you've heard these five categories before, the key thing actually is to have a beginner's mind as you listen to it. They're not fixed in stone. There's more changes that the lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, polar eclipse might inspire you to make. But at the very least, the metaphor that I borrow here from the eclipse can apply to you and inspire you to make some changes that you haven't known how to make or know where to even begin with making. So hopefully this inspires you to make those changes, to shift into new gears, soar into new heights, and enjoy that journey. All right, with that, let's have this conversation about what the five changes are that the solar eclipse can inspire you to make. Okay, let's talk about this recent eclipse. Wow, where do I begin? So I recently kicked off an email where I just sort of questioned to those who are part of the 25 Blueprint community. I said, you know, what's the big deal? What was the big deal about this recent event? Because people flew in from all over to just be able to watch the sun get, you know, blotted out for a few minutes, depending on where you were. And then, voila, things were back to normal, right? And, you know, there's, of course, in the scientific community, there's rationale behind the significance of this event. If you're in the astronomical world, you know, and you study that subject matter, there's rationale for that. And so as I read up on it, those are some of the things that I came across. But I want to talk about sort of the spiritual implications or something you can just borrow from. Okay, you got to take all of this with a grain of salt and just dig a little deeper until you come to your own truth about it. But I'll share that. One of the things that struck me, and I've kind of been feeling this or sensing this, was, you know, what's the spiritual or metaphoric significance of an eclipse? And one thing that I found was a statement that was that said essentially that solar eclipses, they've been, you know, they have been associated with the need for introspection, guidance, and human actions, often reflecting society's fears, hopes, and beliefs. That's pretty loaded. Then it goes on to say, the spiritual meaning of an eclipse is that it's a time of profound realizations. Now, this is my favorite part. Quantum leaps in intensified shadow. That intensified shadow part definitely makes sense, but I'm wondering if it means what I think it means, right? Which has to do with looking at our shadow selves. For a short time, we can see the next level of ourselves. We receive potent visions and insights, another step in the embodiment of the higher self. Now, I will confess, it's been strange over these past few days leading up to the eclipse. My dreams have had a very strange sort of dreamscape experience, right? Parts of me feels like I can really remember and see how clear they are and who I'm talking to in the dream. And then there's always that mystical lack of recall that happens, but it feels like I can remember it. I just can't translate what I remember into what I need to say about what I remember. But all that to say, looking at what is and what's in front of us with this eclipse, yeah, it definitely is an introspective time. Even in the wake of it, it is a introspective time. And I'll share, when I look back over these past few weeks, going back as far as February, okay? Once the leap year hit, I thought, okay, this is different. different sort of, you know, set of a year, okay? Then with that leap year, there's a part of me that senses that there's a certain acceleration that we can expect or that we can tap into. Let's put it that way. Then just a couple of weeks into, a couple of weeks later after that, you know, you end up having spring, which in and of itself, it has its own spiritual implications as far as the movement of the earth and the sun. And then you have spring. I mean, you have spring. Then you have, I'm sorry, Easter, which is technically in accordance to the mythology, the Christian tradition, and some of the mythology surrounding that. You have the resurrection, right? Things starting to blossom, things starting to come from these dead states, right? Or at least what resembles to be dead states is nature's resurrection. And then fast forward a couple of weeks from there, you now have this eclipse. So if you notice, it's almost as if between leap year, which was the 29th, I'm going to just check the calendar for a moment. So if you look back, got leap year, which is the 29th. Then you've got 3 weeks later, you have, 3 weeks later, you have spring, which is the 21st. And then 3 weeks later after that, you end up about almost 3 weeks later after that, you have this eclipse. Okay. So you notice just this cadence of time, and it's sort of wrapping up first quarter, because I've been in this mode of just wrapping up and looking back and saying, okay, what do I have to show for first quarter? What has it been about? And I feel like it's that coiling back. You know, if you've ever had we used to call them catapults, but in the US they're called slingshots, right? When I was growing up as a kid, spent some time in Nigeria, and we used to make slingshots, like our own slingshots, cut the branch, wrap up the ends of the Y-shaped part of the stick that we picked, wrap it up with a strip of rubber and connect it with a strip of leather, and then be able to, you know, go to town and catch some birds. Okay. So all that to say, this part of the year with the eclipse, I feel that these first 3 months, 3.5 going into it ish, right? 3 months ish period of time. This is the coil back. Okay. Because what you get to do, what you get to really set the foundation of, and how deep you get to sort of let yourself sink into this trampoline of time, is what's going to allow you to determine how high and how far you are going to go into this year. That's just my theory, my hypothesis, I like to say. And if you have some similar sense, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. So for the eclipsians out there, glad you were able to participate, travel from near and far. Hope you get back safe and sound. And you know, leverage the metaphoric, symbolic representation that this time of year and this time of life is. And it's only been, you know, barely 4 months. Okay. So that being said, I'm going to close this out by just giving you the challenge or the opportunity to reflect, right? The eclipse was the technically, supposedly the opportunity for us as human beings who are at least witnessing it to participate in some introspection, okay, and gain some divine guidance. And if you haven't taken the time to do that, I'm sure you can point to your schedule, work, the kids, the wife, the husband, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the dog, whatever it is, you can point to all kinds of things. But you know, we have to draw the line and the boundary and create our own blueprints for reflection and take that time or carve out that time to really make things happen. And so that's sort of the pressure that I sense and feel within my own work. Like, there are things that are long and way overdue for me to have had ready and complete by now. And I am looking forward to leveraging this final month of the beginning of the year, right? And leveraging all the astronomical cues to make sure it's complete. And I invite you to do the same, whatever that might be for you. If you need, of course, tools and resources in the form of a blueprint, help yourself. That is available to you. The complementary aspects of it that are available to you. And let's make this year extraordinary. All right. So thanks a lot for listening to this episode of The Grind Scheme of Things. And I look forward to catching up with you in future episodes, and help yourself to a 20-file blueprint to help you leverage this recent eclipse. All right. Talk to y'all soon. All right, thanks for listening to this episode of The Grind Scheme of Things. So what did this eclipse mean for you? I mean, honestly, did it mean anything? Did it not mean anything? I mean, if you've come this far, I would imagine or hope that it did have, it meant something to you, and or you're at least considering what it could mean or should mean, or looking for an opportunity to create what it means for you. And what I can take from it is that it is genuinely an opportunity for reinvention and introspection and reflection and really acceleration, okay? So if you are interested in that, especially the acceleration part, as I mentioned in the towards the last few minutes of this week's conversation, help yourself to the resources of the 20-file blueprint that can help you organize your thoughts. I didn't mention this in the conversation, but I think it's important to just mention it now that, you know, at the end of the day, this reinvention always has a 5-point approach, right? You got to look and reflect and be introspective on 5 areas, which are your spiritual life, which is really your mindset and belief system life, your social life, which is what we call fellowship, your financial life, which has to do with your, you know, money and resources, your emotional life, which is what we call feelings, and then your physical life, which is also fitness, and it's not just limited to your body, but also your environment and everything that it takes to sustain you, okay, which includes, you know, your car, your home, your clothes, you name it, okay? So as you reflect and as you look into what this means to you, ask yourself, where do you want to accelerate? What are the transformational zones that you would like to attack and transform, leveraging the momentum that the universe has already given us, right? And getting your thoughts together on that, you know, path, you know, you'd probably benefit from having just some really great resources to reference and use to get those thoughts out on paper and then construct a game plan out of them. So that's what the 20-file blueprint resources are for. So if you are in need of that, help yourself to that in the description section, and I look forward to catching up with you soon in future episodes of The Grind Scheme of Things.